Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm well today. It's a beautiful sunny day and I cannot wait because tonight I'm going to see one battle after another on IMAX and I'm very excited. So I'll be talking about that next week. I'm very, very excited to talk about that.
Oh, good. But this week we're talking about Chief of War, which I've heard amazing things.
Yes. So a TV show this week and kind of following like Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. I was going to talk about it last week, but it is, you know, it's a Hawaiian show, Polynesian show, but there's a lot of fantastic Aotearoa Māori Pacific actors in this series. It's an Apple TV series. It released, I believe, at the beginning of August. So I think the finale was last week, and I'm about halfway through. And it's a really, really excellent show. It is a lot. There's a lot happening in it, but I think to give the like overall summary, it is, and I'm reading it out here, a thrilling and unprecedented telling of the unification of the Hawaiian Islands from an Indigenous perspective. It's set in the 18th century. It's led by Jason Momoa, who plays Chief Kaiana, who is joining on a campaign to unite the warring islands in order to save them from the threat of incoming colonization. So it is obviously based on fact and it's based on history, but it's also dramatized, and it's like a Polynesian epic. I don't think they've had, I mean, there isn't like a Pacific Island or Polynesian series of this scale that's ever been made, whether in TV or film. And I was a bit nervous coming into it because I was like, oh gosh, I really, really hope it's good. Like, you just really want it to do well because it does open up so many doors. And I'm really pleased to say it's really an excellent series. I don't want to say pleasantly surprised because it's got an incredible cast and like crew behind it, but like, it exceeded my expectations.
Wow, I've heard it's very culturally accurate, even down to the smaller details, which is cool.
Totally. Well, like the first two episodes, the majority of it is in Olelo Hawaii, which is the Indigenous Hawaiian language, and there was a lot of work put in with the actors. Luciani Buchanan, shout out to Luciani, she's incredible, love her, in the series. Like, she did a video about, you know, the intensity of learning the language and how they all really committed, and like the cultural specificity and the consultation, but like the direct involvement and the casting. You know, it's not all Indigenous Hawaiian actors. It's like, you know, cast from Māori cast and like cast from the Pacific, but the cultural integrity in the show is really, really strong. And it's obviously a big thing to try and do, you know. It's like to balance that historical accuracy obviously with moments of drama, but I think it really marries the kind of depth of like the politics and what was happening at the time with making a really fantastic, you know, dynamic, action-packed series. But it's kind of got that, people sort of compare it to like Shogun or Game of Thrones. You know, you've got these great characters and there's like revenge and jealousy and betrayal, and it's kind of sexy, and it's this, you know, it's got all of those elements in it, and it's really fun, and the cast is, it's really cool to see a lot of familiar faces but also a lot of new faces of, you know, many people of, you know, all of, majority of Polynesian descent. So it's really fab.
Oh wow. And it's all out, all the episodes are out now, so everyone can binge it now if they want to.
Yes, you can do a binge, although it's quite full on and it's quite gory. Like, you know, they really, when they go to war and they go to battle, they're not cutting any corners, or, you know, they're showing kind of the brutality of some of the fighting and the intensity of it. So it is really dynamic and fun, but it's all out now on Apple TV. But yeah, pace yourself with it because there's a lot. I mean, it's a lot to take in because it's, like I said, like the first time I think on the screen that this kind of history has really been told. So you're like, I'm learning as I go. And I'm like, wow, this is such an incredible piece of history that I wish I knew and understood more about. So it's really, it's kind of really educational at the same time.
Yeah. There's a lot to digest in terms of the information, but I've also heard, like you say, it's quite intense in terms of the goriness of it and the sexiness of it and how jam-packed it is with all of the action. So it sounds pretty on par with Game of Thrones in that realm.
Yeah, it's very, very much that, but obviously without the sort of fantasy element. Although there's some sort of, I don't want to say magical realist, but there's a lot of, like, obviously incorporated within Polynesian mythology. You know, there's those elements woven into it, which I really like as well, because it kind of, I think, heightens the sort of artfulness of it and takes it sometimes into a slightly different realm, which is really cool too.
Fascinating. Yeah, it's on my list. Maybe that's what I'll get into this weekend, start sinking my teeth into that. Very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Latia. Always good to get some TV inspo from you. So thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Ka kite.
Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM.